Not long ago, Barack Obama was hoping that high-speed trains would provide America with the desired twofer. First, building the special tracks and locomotives would put a division or two of America's army of unemployed back to work. Then, once built, the trains would get people out of cars and planes and to their destinations in a way that would be cleaner and use less foreign oil. But those dreams have mostly died. Republicans have decided that government spending, not outdated infrastructure, is the real bogeyman, and Republican governors in Florida, Wisconsin, and Ohio have rejected federal money to begin building. Only in California does the dream live on. As Governor Jerry Brown, aged 73 and a Democrat, likes to remember, another big railway project in the 19th century connected the young state to the rest of America. In the 1960s, his father, Pat, served as governor and built ambitious aqueducts and highways. In the 1970s, Mr. Brown himself became governor for the first time and had visions of his own grand projects. These, as much as his theological bent and his liking for meditation, earned him the nickname Governor Moonbeam. Today, Mr. Brown still sparkles as he mocks the dystopian journalists and declinists who obstinately fail to see that California's population will grow from just under 38 million now to about 50 million in 2030, and that, unless the state has something like Japan's bullet trains, Californians will choke in traffic jams or go mad waiting for delayed flights in inadequate airports. Of late, he's compared his state's planned high-speed train to the Panama and Suez canals, and he's added that if China, Germany, Spain, and Japan can build one, there is no earthly reason why California shouldn't do so too. California's voters used to agree. In a 2008 ballot measure, before Mr. Brown became governor for the second time, they approved $9 billion in bonds to fund just such a train. As advertised, it was to connect the two big population centres, Los Angeles and the San Francisco Bay Area. Speeds were to reach 220 miles per hour, giving a travel time of less than 3 hours. The project was to cost $33 billion and be completed as early as 2020. Then, the iron law of infrastructure projects asserted itself. According to current estimates, the train would in fact cost 3 times as much, or more, and take 13 years longer to build. Mr. Obama still wants to help. He's asked Congress for $35 billion in railway funding over 5 years, of which $3.5 billion may go to California. But even with the bond funds, these dollops would cover less than 13% of the estimated cost. Republicans are in no mood to allocate more. It gets worse. After the ballot measure, it was decided that construction should begin not in the two population centres, but in the vast and flat farmlands of the Central Valley, where building is much easier. This means that funds could run dry before the big cities are even connected to the network. A high-speed train would then run through sparsely populated countryside with hardly anybody riding it. Some call this a train to nowhere, others a white elephant. Using a rather more original metaphor, Richard White, a professor of history at Stanford, calls it a Vietnam of transportation. Easy to begin, and difficult and expensive to stop.